We are joined by two boys who, according to a newspaper article, are definitely in the money. John and Edward. Edward, you're here. You're very welcome. You're putting your hands over your eyes. Why? Are you mortified by that?
I don't know. Okay, some of those. I think that some of those sums are very exaggerated.
Yeah, it's like in the money. It's kind of crazy.
What do you mean? Yeah, like it listed you in there. Let me.
Okay. Don't worry, Derek. We're doing lots of cool stuff.
We're going to
LA this week. We're recording 3 brand new music videos. We've got 3 big Hollywood stars for each music video. Which we knew on Twitter.
Yeah.
Guess who it is?
What is?
William Shatner's going to be one of our new music videos.
Captain Kirk?
Yeah. Talk about legendary.
Because last time we were in Los Angeles, he invited us to his offices and we got a song called Leave a Mark on This World, and it's all about looking to icons and stuff. So we basically met him on Twitter the other day and he said that he'll try
to... met him on Twitter?
No, because he started tweeting us on Twitter and we met him last time, and this time we're going to like go film him in, and it's going to start with the music video. It's going to start with him looking at his awards and he's going to say, we all want to be seen and heard, we all want to leave a mark in this world, and it goes straight into the song.
Fantastic.
The next single's Ferocious. And that's all about like people doing...
Ferociously bad, or is it called Ferocious?
It's like all about like people stabbing you in the back and you're coming back like ferocious and you're ready to take them down.
It's kind of like a kind of Eye of the Tiger, kind of that type of vibe song, kind of like a fighter if you're in the gym, punching a punching bag.
Like, you know, I get knocked down, I jump up again. Yeah. Is it that kind of vibe?
But it has a dance music in the background.
It's nice.
Do you remember Big Brother?
Yeah.
Do you remember Tara Reid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's...
So we're thinking, because loads of people say crap about her, that we're thinking of like having her in that video somewhere, like maybe going through some interview where they say something about her bad. Because like I've noticed a lot of songs don't want to see the artist. I've seen Ed Sheeran's videos, he's never in the video. It's usually about people's life experiences, so I was thinking of like directing it that way.
Yeah, but people want to see you guys. You're the seller.
Well, they'll be singing in it.
We'll be in
it. They're saying they're not going to be in the video.
I noticed your voices have broken since you were here last.
They haven't broken. We're just really Irish.
Yeah.
We haven't been an American in a while.
We're okay.
You're calmer than usual. You didn't bounce into the studio. You walked
we're
in.
No, everyone thinks we're bouncing off the walls nonstop.
But you used to.
No, when we're on stage, we go mental.
We used to just like take cool photos, like jumping in the air and doing peace signs and pointing and stuff like that, just making it more effort than just standing there like everyone else stands. So, yeah.
Well, we are delighted to see you both anyway.
You're always
very welcome here.
Did you get new glasses?
I need to get new glasses. Well, actually,
Are they Prada?
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
They're TK Maxx.
They're Prada.
I got the best price on a pair of glasses recently in Birmingham, £23.
Wow. Guess what? I got a pair of shoes.
I have the frame in. They're going to post them over to me.
At least that's
what they told me. They probably just took my 23 quid. Yeah. Go on, you got a pair of shoes.
I got them for €55, and on eBay at the moment, people are putting them up there for like €1,000.
Your shoes?
Yeah, no.
They're shoes he bought.
There's these Nike liquid shoes. They look like they're covered in plated gold, but they're not. But I got them for €55 on some website, and then they're like up on there for like €1,000 minimum. So I was like,
Darren, have you been doing exercise recently?
No.
Do you want to come to one of our concerts? The best workout ever.
We're doing a lot of concerts.
Yeah, but I want to find out about the money first, because everybody's interested in money.
I got a good song. Okay, we have a song called Make Your Own Look. It's all about going out in life and making your own look, and that has kind of like a kind of Pharrell, Justin Timberlake vibe.
Guess who got that video?
Pharrell.
Ooh. No, we didn't get Pharrell.
Justin.
No, we got Perez Hilton.
President Hilton.
Perez.
Oh, yeah.
No, basically, it's his 10-year anniversary this year, and we saw on Twitter, and because he's made his own look, I know he's like now trying to get people to know him better. So I was thinking of starting the video off him blogging.
But that has kind of a money vibe to it. It kind of has a casino walking in, real kind of do. It's real funky and real. Vibey, so I like it.
Which label are you with now? Are you indie?
We're not with a label right now, but basically, I think it's okay because I've seen a lot of major record labels.
Oh, you don't need to be on a major record label.
They have artists, but literally, it's like they never even release a song and they've been with the people for like 5 years.
Because I remember talking to Macklemore about it, and it's not even about being signed to a label anymore.
Say that again.
We were with Ed Sheeran and Macklemore was there.
Macklemore.
And it's about just actually that's what is now the music business. You have to just go off and make your own music and be creative yourself, and then you have to get the music, and then the record labels come to you for the music, and you gotta just license it in different territories and stuff like that, or you just release it, and like it's because the music is all on the internet and on YouTube and everything that you don't
but
even
Derek, need Derek,
YouTubers.
Derek, we were hoping to have the album out by the end of the summer, but then we were like, there's no point because we must have singles out before, because I think singles get a lot more attention, because sometimes if you don't have the singles and people don't know the songs and the album kind of like...
And then we have songs ready for next spring as well, so we'll have the songs that are coming out now, and then we have more songs.
Well, Derek, we're not in a rush, okay? We're okay.
We're going to pull a U2. Apple are going to come to us and just put it on your phone. One day you're going to wake up with Jeremy's
album. Because guys, it's so funny. Like, think about it. Do you remember U2 were recording the album, and they're like, oh, it's not coming out until next year. And then
March.
Apple come and go, can we have that album? It's like, yeah, okay.
But wouldn't you have done the same thing for the money?
I would have done it.
Just, I would have just given it to them. People waking up with Jeremy on their iPod.
Well, anyway, right now we only have one mobile phone, and we smashed the screen, and we had to go get it fixed.
You've only got one mobile phone between you.
Yeah, so I'm kind of thinking I deserve the iPhone 6, John. You don't, yeah. You're okay.
Try it out. It's
because I think
big,
we still have 2 years left on that contract, so whatever.
It's all good anyway.
Do you not get sponsored phones?
We did when we were doing the advert. Remember for three?
Yeah.
But like, it's very emotional. We're not getting free.
But don't say anything bad. But I mean, so the contract finished and then that was the end of it.
Yeah.
And so when you got it free, did you have free? Could you call anybody?
Yeah,
could you text anybody? Could you FaceTime anybody?
We don't really call that much people, do we, John?
Yeah, we always use like email and iMessage and stuff like that. I feel like nowadays, I think all the telephone companies are flipping out with WhatsApp and stuff like that. So, you know what I mean? You're texting people.
No, they still get you, you see.
Yeah, they get you.
My husband.
Your husband?
Yeah.
Okay.
Loads of times a day.
I like your earrings.
Thanks for noticing.
You're looking good.
Okay. They're massive.
Derek.
They're huge.
Bye,
your
Derek.
Earrings are huge.
But it's exciting because Eder, he was organizing the music videos. We're doing three music videos and we're shooting them next week. Mm. So that's really exciting. And we have like a red camera. Normally we shoot
It's like this red one camera. And it's like the best camera you can get to record a music video. Usually it costs like, it's a €20,000 camera. And we were just renting it. We're getting like all the crew and the lighting because our videos we did up to this point, we were physically just with a normal camera. But now I'm going to pay people like to get all the crew, but I'm still in control.
I'm actually a bit sad.
So you're the producer now as well.
Yeah. I'm still in control of it.
So are you just the hired hand?
John's still there doing his thing.
You're just the hired hand. He's the producer.
I'm doing
as
well.
Is he the boss?
No. I'm a storyboard.
Is there a boss?
No, both.
Well,
both.
Today John wants spiky hair because we haven't had spiky hair, I think, all year in Ireland.
But he's got wavy hair.
My hair's kind of like falling to the side, like kind of like Elvis.
It's kind of Brideshead Revisited. You know that look? Yeah.
Derek, have you done the Ice Bucket Challenge?
No, thank you.
You haven't done it?
No.
It's really hard for everybody in Ireland because we live in such a cold climate.
Yeah.
It's like everyone's in LA scorching.
It raised a huge amount of money for motor neuron disease, which was terrific.
Yeah, well, we want to do it because Join Our Boys, the kid from that, Archie, he nominated us, Vanilla Ice nominated us, Tara nominated us, loads of our fans nominated us, so we got to do it.
So,
and you haven't done it yet?
We're going to do it this week.
Where will you do it?
In LA.
In LA?
Where it's warm.
With 10 bags of ice. Yeah, originally I was thinking of just going into Tesco and getting 10 bags of ice and doing it on Connell Street, but then I said that might be a bit weird.
Probably someone would slip and fall and then sue us.
Do you know what I think is a bit sad?
What?
You know so much about the whole music industry now, and I know you have to do that to survive.
Yeah.
But it's all business.
No,
where's the crap?
No, the thing it is,
making videos and red lights and red cameras.
You have to, because we have to do that because you got to be proactive, or else
you can be having loads of fun, and then everyone behind the scenes like taking you down.
Do you get me? You got to because we always have done that. We've always found all our own songs, like stuff like that. So you always have to instigate and be proactive yourself. But then have fun at the same time. So,
okay.
Yeah, because the thing is that we're upstairs and we saw all those auditionees for The Voice.
Yeah, 2FM at the moment.
They were all kind of looking at us like
they
were like
for The Voice. Yeah.
Yeah.
2FM are auditioning for The Voice.
Yeah. No, they get to have maybe four or five people who've come.
Yeah.
From,
well, advice to all of them is not to rely on The Voice, to find their own style, their own character,
and don't stick to one voice. Just do different sounds.
Because me and John, we were in the X Factor, like it was good, but then it also came with a lot of bad stuff.
Hang on a second now. Yeah, exactly. The X Factor is called The X Factor for a reason. So it's not just about being a brilliant singer. It's about having something special.
Yeah.
Now, you guys had something special, which was The X Factor, a personality.
Thanks.
No, but you did. I mean, that's clearly why. Because you didn't win it.
Still do. Still rock
it. But you still did very, very well.
People around the world think we won it.
But the thing about it is, I know me and John, we did Eurovision. We had like crazy sparkly costumes.
Eurovision's the best.
But we don't want like our costumes and stuff to mask like our singing ability because we have improved. Like our new album.
Who makes money out of singing nowadays?
I don't know.
People make money out of live performances and endorsements and everything else.
But record labels all want singer-songwriters now. They don't want just like someone who's given songs. They want to...
Yeah, but like, it doesn't matter if your suits are sparkling, your hair is up, or if you just turn up in your underpants. It's about connecting with your audience.
Yeah,
and
it is.
You do that, guys,
because Derek,
time and time again, like, and they love you.
Our tweets still right now get like over 300, like 300 retweets. But we have like a lot of fans.
Gonna,
but that's a lot of traffic for Twitter just to tweet something.
And I think we're going to have a CD starting as well for on Grafton Street or something for our new single, so that'd be really good for our fans.
Yeah, because our concert in the Olympia is on the 24th.
Yes.
And we've already sold like over 1,000 tickets, so we're thinking on
the same... You're pretty much sold out. The Olympia only holds 1,200.
On the same day, we're thinking of having like a CD signing, because like all the fans are travelling to it anyway, so we'll have a CD signing that day and then...
So let's give the date so people will know.
Yeah.
Right, that's the important thing. So the 24th of October, you're going to be at the Olympia. Let me just check the rest of the
date. Yeah,
and 24th, then the Olympia.
You tell them officially, Derek.
And then Sunday, that's on Friday. Then Sunday 26th, of October, the TLT Concert Hall and Theatre in Drogheda.
Yes.
I think we've been in there. I think we did the program from there, which is really
lovely. Sorry, I was distracted.
TLT Concert Hall. And then Monday 27th of October, the Royal Theatre in Castlebar in County Mayo. So you're keeping it local, so to speak. You're staying in Ireland.
Our very first concert in Ireland was in Castlebar. And I remember everyone was like going, what are they going to do? Because we just came straight off the X Factor tour. And there's videos of our fans online. They're like going, I'm so surprised. I can't believe they did a whole concert themselves. Because a lot of people come off the X Factor and support somebody. But we just went straight from doing our own concerts. And we've never actually supported
anybody. I think
it's
great because our fans, like, they're all grown up. And they're in college and university.
From what I remember, a lot of your fans were already grown up. I remember meeting them at the Eurovision. I mean, some of them were in their 50s, married women.
All ages. I think that's a good thing about if people find when we do TV programs and stuff, is that our fan demographic is all ages. That's like really hard to get with anybody.
But Derek, to know you. Do you know what's so funny is that we have a song out right now called Free Spirit, and we're launching it in the UK this week, like kind of like doing interviews and stuff. And all over Twitter is like, are Jared still here? Jared, oh my God, Jared got a new song out. I love these guys.
And
I still love
Jared. They all tattoos and stuff. So that's
and when
really
people
cool.
say, are Jared still here, that kind of means, are you still hanging around?
No, I mean, but the thing is
that, does that upset you or embarrass you or anything like that?
You have the general public who like would know. If
the Jedward public.
No, if they didn't, no. The Jedward fans would know what we're doing every single day, but the general public might not know what we're doing. But when people see you on TV, then they know what you're doing.
But our video's nearly 500,000 views on YouTube, and it'll get there like maybe in like in a week or two.
And Derek, guess what? We filmed this TV show this week. It's called, what's called, John?
Did you sleep this week?
No, they don't sleep.
It's called The Drop or something. What's it called, John?
The Million Dollar Drop.
No, it's a brand new show. It's on ITV.
Drop or Swap.
It's where they get these guests and everyone holds a box, and they brought back Joe McKelvey, Alexander Burke, us, Rylan.
You know, I was saying,
we're on the show and they're going to show it in October, and at the end we all have prizes in these boxes and the family have to pick different presents. So that's the TV show that we record.
Sounds a bit like Deal or No Deal.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's kind of like that, but you drop into a hole and it's like we didn't want to go this door. You could, like, you fall into a big massive hole.
I said that's how Sony dropped their artists. They put them through a drop door. Psycho.
Probably is.
Yeah.
But it was a really good show.
Too kind.
Yeah, but it was still a lot of fun doing that show, and yeah, that was good.
So are you still in demand?
Yes. But Derek, you can be in demand and get paid for doing nothing. Like, we've got a lot of TV.
Where?
You can get, like, no, do you like, oh my God. We tell them about that.
You do, of course. Do tell us. Absolutely tell us. Yeah, come on.
We were driving past.
Don't mention any names.
Tell them, John.
Where what?
Whose house we went into this week?
Oh, yeah. We were in Jonathan Ross's house and he was flipping the hell out. We went into his room. He had like.
Were you in fun? Three. Or did you just turn
off? Basically, he's always said we're welcome. So, like, we were driving past.
I know, but he mightn't have meant it.
No, we were driving past and we rang the doorbell. And
he, guess what? He let me hold a comic book that's worth £1 million. Let me take it out of the packaging and look through it. Who does
and
that?
What, is his wife a scriptwriter or a screenwriter or something like that?
You know, Batman number one.
His wife is
psychic.
She's directed like
psychic.
She did X-Men.
No, she's really creative. She's like she did kick ass. She writes all the new. She's gonna be like the next Stan Lee. She's writing so.
But Derek, it was really good.
So you're in his house. What does his house look like?
It's amazing.
Where is it exactly?
It's again.
It's in Hampstead.
It's in a really cool area.
In London.
But I think from the outside it looks like totally different. But when you go inside, it's like a totally different world. Like it's very uniquely designed. But I think it's good that he let us in. He didn't have to. So,
does he live in a terrerist house, two up, two down, or something like that?
I know he said to me now, he said that me and Coronation Street, is it? Yeah. They were still the same guys. And there's so many names that he was talking to us about who he knew from day one, who he's had people asking him for all sorts of things, and he just stunned these people.
Did you go to the bathroom in the house?
That's what we did first.
I had to go.
And so has he got gold-plated taps or anything like that? Has he got rubber ducks in the bath?
There's gold on the wall, like gold-plated walls,
tiles.
No, just leaf. Go. It just looks amazing. It looks so nice.
Okay, I feel like now we're on home interiors.
I feel like we're on.
Did you take any pictures? Can we have a look? Did you take any sneaky pictures? I bet you did.
Never do that.
No, you may never do it. But did you?
Were you driving by, or did you deliberately call in?
No, she said we're always welcome. So
I know that, but
she said next time we're in London to call by, and we called by, and it was all good.
Yeah, because we're on our way to interviews, and then we're like, oh, that's his house, and then
we're playing Xbox and everything. It was really great.
I think a lot of people don't know about him is that he's really creative, and he makes loads of comic books, and he has like all these sketches that he's working on. And I think me and John could easily be in one of those books. Can we, John?
Yes. I actually thought that it would be great animation. Jedward would make a terrific animation series.
I was looking at, I found animators to make a music video, but it takes like over 40 days to make it.
We have a song on our new album called Animation as well.
And we got a song called Perfect Wonderland. Perfect. And I was thinking of just getting someone to do that, like an animator.
Can you hold on,
Derek,
for a few minutes?
I want to be like you. I want to have hair when I'm your age. Like, you have amazing
hair.
When
you're my age. How old do you think I am?
You're like 34 or something like
That's exactly right. Yeah. I am 34, yeah. And it's my own colour.
Yeah, oh, great. Yeah. No, not a grey hair in sight.
Well, there was. Not anymore.
It disappeared.
Not just right. for great. Men.
You look
anyway, looked an ish like a road McDonough. Visit our website anytime you like, rte.ie/Mooney. Well, we've got John and Edward Grimes here.
Hey to all the listeners, great to be here.
Peter in Cork says I sound like an old woman sometimes.
No,
no you don't.
Well, apparently, gorgeous
yes,
Peter,
looks
I do.
Like it's okay, we love Meryl Streep.
Derek, will you ask the guys about Gabriel Byrne talking about them?
Sorry,
and the
did you hear what they said?
No, what is it?
It's all right, we love Meryl Streep.
What are you saying?
Gabriel Byrne.
They just think I'm an old woman.
Yeah, Gabriel Byrne.
Gabriel Byrne said you should be a cultural ambassador in the Late Late Show, and somebody just texted into. Kate, her name is, wondering how you feel about Gabriel Byrne saying that. Do you think you'd be good cultural ambassadors? Did you do anything for Culture Night the other night?
I think we did the biggest thing for, what was the big, the get together, what was that called?
The gathering.
The gathering. I think we brought like a lot of people.
We bring
Ireland
people from
year.
Australia, Canada, all European countries, just to Azerbaijan, they all come to Ireland to our concerts and stuff like that.
We had these Russian girls that came to our house the other day, and they said they came all the way from Russia, and they had two paintings for us, and we couldn't say hey because all your fans would start coming to our house and be crazy.
But it was all good.
People often do that?
Yeah, people just come fly to Ireland and
this girl. And would you be annoyed now if somebody just arrived at your door?
No, it's okay.
Well, Jonathan Ross is okay with us, so.
But Jonathan Ross is famous.
Brought him a text message. But anyway, what was I saying? I'm saying, because Gabriel Byrne, he's been there, he's done that a lot of times.
I remember seeing on the Late Late Show talking about us.
And Daniel Day-Lewis, he was really interested as well at the time. And when we saw him, he wanted to get pictures.
See, people won't believe this. Will we play it? We have the clip.
That's
Gabriel, Gabriel Byrne talking about you guys.
Oscar winning after talking about Jedward.
Everyone, this is the word of Gabriel Byrne. Cue Gabriel Byrne. 1, 2, 3.
The people who took part in the show were an eclectic bunch of people. The two Jedwards were there. They're like two goblins that come out of a forest. You're walking along the road and these two goblins appear in front of you and you can do nothing else but smile. The thing about them is that people say, oh, their music, it's irrelevant. They make everybody they come into contact with smile. And they broke the ice with President Obama in a way that was absolutely amazing. Daniel Day-Lewis was standing beside him, Brendan Gleeson and Stephen Ray and a bunch of like really great people. And one of the Jedwards said, Ted said to President Obama before he even got to say anything. They said, "We were going to ask you, who's the most famous person you ever met in the world?" And then he said, "Who's the most famous person you ever met in the world?" And then he said, "He's the most famous person you've ever met in the world." So you can't tweet that. And then.
It's so weird seeing you imitating Jedward. I don't.
And then Michelle Obama was fascinated by the
hair.
By the hair. So they got into a very involved discussion about how they keep the hair. It's really simple. And what you do is then you put that up there. And then they said, we saw a great picture of you in Hello Magazine. It was fantastic. You had the purple shirt on you and you had the thing and you're digging in the garden and everything. And it was great. And we cut it out. We have it on the wall, don't we? These guys should be the cultural ambassadors.
Well said, Gary. I agree. Totally. See, you make everybody smile. You're still making people
amazing.
Smile.
Okay. I wish that totally did. That day, Gabriel Byrne was following us around with his camera. At some stage, Mira was doing stuff, and he's like, who's that guy filming?
followed us. I think he was filming us, and he went back home and studied us, and then like we did that.
Yeah, I felt like he was studying us to act us out in case we
were. Yeah, for his appearance on the Late Late.
Yeah.
And what about Kevin Bacon? You were telling me about Kevin Bacon. Kevin one Bacon of my favorite actors.
Kevin Bacon did his major commercial over in the UK for
3 Mobile.
No, it was EE.
And same thing. Yeah.
And basically,
only completely different.
Basically, he's on the advert with spiked Jedward hair, and he's like, "I cried when Jedward were voted off the X Factor." So that's kind of cool.
So that's how famous you are. You see.
But it's kind of cool that
I think it's good that we got Gabriel Byrne channel his inner Jedward, and that actually happened. But yeah, that actually happened.
His impression is quite good.
What actually happened is he actually walked into the room, and everyone was like literally like their pants, you know, and we were just kind of standing there kind of like in the foreground, like, and then he walked towards it. So what's this whole Jedward thing about? And then we told him it's John and Edward, and you put it together and it's Jedward. And then he was just, I don't know, he was just shaking our hands with a firm handshake, and then we were talking about getting a photo with him and stuff like that.
So, Gabriel Byrne, this is
Barack Obama.
Yeah.
And then I feel like Ireland is still like, it's like the Miley Cyrus twerking thing. We're also talking about it, and we're still all talking about Barack Obama coming to Ireland.
I just think Barack Obama, when he's finished his presidency in America, he's just moved to Ireland.
Come here, did he ever say to you, look, if you're ever passing by, just...
Michelle Obama said we could.
Well, why don't you?
Oh, guess what?
I don't know.
No, guys, we drove past Tony Blair's house the other day when we were in London. And that was our first attempt. We were like, we're going to his house. And then we went past Jonathan Ross, and we're like, no, we're not missing it this time, we're going in. But there was a guard outside Tony Blair's.
Oh, we attempted to go in?
No, we'll do it next time.
What do you think will happen? Have you ever met Tony Blair?
We
met him at the Behind the Lights show.
He got pictures with us.
Last time we met him, we had a star on our eyes.
But his wife would love to meet you. Yeah. She would.
He'd probably love to meet you as well, yeah.
I just want to meet the Pope.
But why don't you just pop in? Pope in, even. When you're, just go to the Vatican, in you go.
Pope, guys.
Why do you want to meet the Pope, just out of curiosity?
I don't know. I just think it would be a massive Bono movement. Like, Bono's always meeting these big leaders, and I think it would just be like, hey, Bono, look who we've met. And he'd be like, could relate to the world.
Are you religious? Would you pray? Are you,
I don't know,
mass goers?
Derek, I think everyone needs a positive leader in their life. It doesn't matter, like, what you believe, as long as it's positive.
I'm here.
Yeah,
like Derek, all your followers every day listen to you on the radio.
Oh, they believe in
everything. There's an Aboriginal tribe or something out in the middle who worship you.
Out in the Galway,
like Prince William. You know Prince William or one of those princes or Prince Charles. Who is it? It's one of those. I saw a TV program. They have
a tribe that worship them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably Harriet. Yeah.
It's more like, I think, a daycare centre.
They call them Mooners.
The Mooners. They all do Moonies. Anyway, let's talk about the concert once more, because people want to know where you're on, because they haven't heard from you for a while, so they're going to want to go and see you. So let me give you the dates. So the Olympia Theatre in Dublin, but it's pretty much nearly sold out.
It's all good. It's all good.
Okay, Friday 24th of October, if you want a really good night out, and the guys will tell you what you can expect. Mm-hmm. Sunday 26th of October, TLT Concert Hall and Theatre in Drogheda.
Drogheda.
Right? And then Monday 27th of October at the Royal Theatre in Castlebar. I'm thinking, you know, what's his name now? Oliver Plunkett's head's got great competition with you two heads appearing in Drogheda that day.
Well, Louise Mom's going to be front row. She's going to be shaking her hips.
Oliver Plunkett.
He's a saint.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
His head is in the cathedral there.
Okay, freaking me out.
Well, he's not alive. He's not attached to it.
Okay.
The body's missing. But have you never gone to see on a school tour? Have you never been to see Oliver Plunkett's head?
Our school tour's only ever extended to, like, the farm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, somebody wants to say hello to you, so put your headphones on if you would.
Hello.
I think it's Siobhan. Hello, Siobhan.
Hello, Siobhan.
Hello, Derek. How are you?
I'm very good.
John and Edward.
Hi, Siobhan.
I think you're two smashing lads.
Thanks,
and I think you're great for Ireland.
Thank you.
And I just love the idea now that you'd like to meet the Pope, and hopefully that'll come true for you.
Yeah, I think it's great that we can meet people on a neutral level, because we never have anything against anybody. We just meet them on a neutral level.
But Siobhan, the thing about it is, when you meet these people, they don't know your background and they just accept you for a person, and they make their judgment by just meeting you there. And if you're a nice person, they'll accept you.
And that's what me and I are about just in life anyway, just meeting people. And some people say something about other people or something. You got to meet the person in person to know what they're all about. So
what would you say to the Pope, to Pope Francis, if you met him?
I think we'd shake his hand and tell him that, congratulate him on all his life and all his dedication.
I'd congratulate him on all, like, the different steps and movements he's made on his term, on his
and inspiring
time.
People, true religion and his and ideas and beliefs. Yeah, that's it. What would you say, Mooner?
What would I say to Francis?
Derek Mooney.
No, that's why I wouldn't mind meeting the Pope myself. It must have been.
Guess what, guys, guess what?
A cup of tea with
the
him.
The last time the Pope.
And ask him why they don't. Well, probably best not ask me what
the last time the Pope came to Ireland in the Phoenix Park, our mom was in the choir that was in the choir that was on that day. And that's our mom. That's our mom's claim to fame.
They sang for the Pope.
Yeah.
Oh, the whole world and its granny went to see the Pope. I even did that myself.
Yeah, but our mom was 1979.
She was in the choir.
Remember they had everybody corralled.
Yeah.
Everybody was put into a corral.
I wasn't born.
Siobhan, would you like to meet the Pope?
Yes, I wouldn't mind meeting the Pope at all, and particularly this new one. I think he seems a nice Pope.
Would we send yourself and Jedward off to meet the Pope and see what happens?
Because we were in the Vatican.
No better woman. I would go and meet the Pope with Jedward any day.
Great,
that'd
Siobhan.
Be terrific. Well, that'd be some telly program to watch. When Siobhan and Jedward met the Pope.
Siobhan, I think it'd be great. Siobhan, what are you up to today?
Well, it's just to let you know that all your fans aren't young either, because I'll be 60 in January and I think you're brilliant.
Thank you, Siobhan.
And do you have any children, Siobhan?
I do have children, but I have grandchildren in Glenealy, Lauren and Dylan, and they absolutely
love Lauren and Dylan.
Thank you very much.
We're talking to Siobhan, your granny here.
So they're all big fans. So the whole family's big fans. Well, Siobhan, thank you very much indeed.
And thank you very much, Derek, for taking me call, and say hi to Brenda for me.
There's Brenda there.
Brenda, say hello.
Hi,
Brenda.
Siobhan. And I'm delighted that you're a fan of Jedward. And your grandkids are going to think you are so cool.
That's what's great about Derek's show, is that he has real people listening to his show. People
I thought
who,
you were going to say, because I'm here.
Tune in every single day. He has quality listeners who aren't just listening, tuning in here once in a while.
Oh, no, they listen to it. They hang on every word.
Yeah, every word.
Yep, no doubt about it. Thank you very much indeed, Siobhan. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you, Siobhan. Hope to see you again. See you soon.
Siobhan. Bye. Siobhan is gone. Well, boys, thank you very much indeed for coming in. You're more than welcome to stay on and listen to Brenda's bit, which she'll be doing next.
Derek, you're the most clean-shaven guy. You're like, how do you get such a clean shave?
Because he doesn't grow any hair on his face, guys. Do you not know that?
Yeah, I'm not a very hairy person.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good to know for all the listeners.
Yeah, well, they'd like to know these kind of things. I mean, occasionally do the program in my Speedos.
Okay.
Yeah, they'd that's like great. To know that too.
That'll
on my
be on
head.
Fridays.
On Fridays, usually in the Speedos.
Should get a webcam here or something that they can watch.
There is one, because Sean O'Rourke has his program.
I want to tell you something.
There's one in here somewhere. I think they've taken it out.
We're going to be donating €1 for each one of our tickets on our concert to joinourboys.org. So everyone check that out right now.
What's that about? Tell me about that.
Basically, it's these three kids. Name's Archie. And basically, they have this disease. It's called John. You tell them. We basically got the disease, muscular disease, deficiency, and basically we had a concert up where they were and we all raised money and Mary Byrne was there, and they need as much attention as possible. So everyone check out the website, joinourboys.org.
Joinourboys.org. What can people expect in the concert, by the way?
From the concert, they can expect all the classics. They can expect, we're going to speed through our songs, Ghostbusters, all the classics, Lipstick, Waterlight, Under Pressure, all the songs.
Okay, straight to Brenda. She's got some hot stuff to
come
say.
Come on, Brenda.
Come on, Brenda. Into the hot stuff. Talk to us about this glider guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, what
more details of John
guys?
And Edward on our website.
We're 23 in October.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Thank you,